Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. As believers, we have been given access to the power of the Holy Spirit, which enables us to live a supernatural life. This power is not something that we possess in ourselves, but it is the power of God working through us to accomplish His purposes in this world. In this message, we will explore how we can activate this power in our lives through prayer, worship, and fellowship with other believers. We will also discuss the importance of reading the Word of God and speaking in tongues, and how these practices can help us to live a life that is filled with the power for the supernatural. So let us dive in and discover the amazing power that God has made available to us through His Holy Spirit. Today's topic is Power for the Supernatural, and our Bible text is from Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
We all need the power of the Holy Spirit as believers, because it gives us divine abilities or enablement. I can remember those days when I was in school. We define power as the ability to do work. The same applies in the spiritual. It is the ability or the enablement to do spiritual works, to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, and to live a life of victory over sin. If I may ask, do you have power for spiritual works today? Before Jesus left the earth, He said in John chapter 14 verse 12, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater works than these, because I am going to the Father." That's a call to supernatural life. Jesus here was talking about the works He does. That we can do greater works than He has done. He later added, "Because I am going to the Father." He knew He is going to leave us, and after He had left, something will give us that enablement to do greater works. That is the Holy Spirit. That brought us to the scripture on the promise of the Holy Spirit where we read in our Bible text in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, "But ye shall receive power, after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria and unto the other parts of the world." There is a process for receiving the power of God which enables us to live the supernatural life. The power is activated through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "You will receive power after you have received the Holy Spirit, not before it." Do you need the power of God today? Every Christian is called to a supernatural life. We are not called to live ordinary lives like everyone else. We are called to live above and beyond the natural, to be a witness for Christ everywhere we go, and to manifest His power in our daily lives. This is not just for a select few, but for every single believer in Christ. In fact, it is only as we live a supernatural life that we can truly make an impact for God's kingdom. So how can we receive this power for the supernatural? The first step is to ask for it. Jesus said, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" Luke chapter 11 verse 13. If you ask for the Holy Spirit, you will receive Him. It's that simple. The second step is to believe that you have received. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11 verse 24, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." If you believe that you have received the Holy Spirit, then you have received Him. Don't wait for a feeling or an experience. Just believe that you have received Him by faith. The third step is to begin to speak in tongues. When the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they began to speak with other tongues. This is the initial evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues is not just a gift for a select few, but it is for every believer. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verses 2-4 and verse 14-15, it is a way to build up our faith, to pray according to the will of God, and to communicate with God in a way that goes beyond our understanding. Speaking in tongues is also a way to activate the power for the supernatural in our lives. When we speak in tongues, we are speaking in the language of the Spirit, and the Spirit is able to pray through us and give us the words to say. This enables us to pray with power and authority, and to see the supernatural power of God at work in our lives. However, speaking in tongues is not just for prayer. It is also for daily living. Jude chapter 1 verse 20 emphasized, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." When we speak in tongues, we are building ourselves up in our most holy faith. We are strengthening our spirits and preparing ourselves for the challenges of the day. We are enabling ourselves to walk in the power of the Spirit and to be a witness for Christ wherever we go. So how can we make speaking in tongues a part of our daily lives? The answer is simple. Just start doing it. Set aside time each day to pray in tongues, and make it a habit. As you do, you will begin to see the power of the supernatural at work in your life, and you will be amazed at what God can do through you. In addition to speaking in tongues, there are other things that we can do to activate the power for the supernatural in our lives. Here are a few suggestions. 1. Read the Word of God. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17. It is the source of our faith, and it is able to build us up and give us the wisdom and knowledge we need to live a supernatural life. Make it a habit to read the Word of God every day, and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal its truth to you. 2. Pray in the Spirit. As we have already mentioned, speaking in tongues is a powerful way to activate the power for the supernatural in our lives. Set aside time each day to pray in tongues, and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you in your prayers. 3. Worship God. Worship is a powerful way to connect with God and to invite His presence into our lives. Make it a habit to worship God every day, and allow His Spirit to fill you with His power and His love. 4. Fellowship with other believers. Fellowship with other believers is essential to our spiritual growth and to our ability to live a supernatural life. Find a group of believers who share your desire to live a supernatural life, and join together to pray, worship, and encourage one another. As we do these things, we will begin to see the power of the supernatural at work in our lives. We will see healings, miracles, and signs and wonders, as the Holy Spirit works through us to bring glory to God. We will be able to walk in victory over sin and temptation, and to be a witness for Christ wherever we go. The power for the supernatural is not something that we possess in ourselves. It is the power of the Holy Spirit working through us. We are merely vessels, and it is up to us to allow the Holy Spirit to work through us and to surrender ourselves to His will. So ask yourself today, am I living a supernatural life? Am I allowing the power of the Holy Spirit to work through me, or am I relying on our own strength and understanding? Make a commitment today to seek the power for the supernatural, to ask for the Holy Spirit, to believe that you have received Him, and to activate His power in your life through prayer, worship, and fellowship with other believers. Be a witness for Christ, and let His power be manifested in your life for His glory. Join me as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, thanking you for the message of your word and the power for the supernatural that you have made available to us through the Holy Spirit. We ask that you would help us to understand this message on a deeper level, and that you would guide us as we seek to activate your power in our lives. We confess that there are times when we have relied on our own strength and understanding, instead of surrendering ourselves to the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to work through us. Forgive us for our lack of faith and our unwillingness to trust in your power. We ask that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, and that you would give us the desire to seek Him daily through prayer, worship, and fellowship with other believers. Help us to make speaking in tongues a regular part of our prayer life, and to read your word with an open heart and mind, seeking to understand its truth and apply it to our lives. We pray that you would work through us to bring healing, miracles, and signs and wonders, so that others may see your power at work in our lives and come to know you as their Lord and Savior. We ask that you would use us as your witnesses, and that you would help us to live a supernatural life that brings glory to your name. Thank you, Lord, for your love, your grace, and your power. May we continue to grow in our relationship with you, and may your Holy Spirit work through us to accomplish your purposes in this world. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 27 to chapter 29. And for the evening, Mark chapter 9 verse 1 to 29. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.